Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Seriously, always a pleasure, you know, just to be with you, to have you with me, you know, and just thank you so much for the, because I realize that there's other people you could be listening to, and you've chosen this show. And that's a big deal for me, because I know that, you know, time is precious. Your time is precious. Mine. And I got to tell you, again, I try to give you the truth. I don't know if I always hit the mark. I do the best I can. So stay with us, or stay with me. If you think I've done something wrong, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, right? And I very much appreciate, again, the time that you're spending with me, the time you just kind of sow into my life. Not just me talking with you, but you're sowing into my life as well. Right? Okay. Like I said, always a pleasure. Always appreciate your time with me. Always appreciate you guys reaching out to me on so much. Let's talk a little bit about Republicans rolling out a new national voting law. Okay, all right, got it. Don't know why it's not working, but I got it. So they've rolled out a new national voting law. They're warning Americans to watch out for Democrat deception, because they're going to push back on this one big time. House Republicans in Atlanta have introduced a bill aimed at securing election integrity across the country, frankly. Now, it's really funny. When the Dems say that, you know, voter ID hurts, it actually pushes down voters, you know, keeps people afraid. It's just all a lie. If you look at the real numbers from the states that have it, their voter participation actually jumped after they had voter ID. Five Republican members of the Committee of House Administration held a press conference at the famous Marietta Diner near Atlanta on Monday. They want to roll out the American Confidence in Elections Act, something they say will give states the tools that they need, not to only protect the integrity of their elections, but also to restore voter confidence. The bill includes a photo ID requirement, right, to cast a federal election ballot. Right, it bars non-citizens from voting, requires annual maintenance of voter rolls, prevents the mailing of unsolicited ballots to rolls that have not been maintained. And we saw that in California here. Nothing got fixed, though. A judge ordered the registrar of voting, basically, to remove 1.5, well, to check and make sure, because they filed over 1.5 through the vote, I think they have a different name now, they filed 1.5 million voter registrations in L.A. County that didn't belong, shouldn't have been there. According to the committee chairman, Representative Byron Steele, the ACE Act would make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. It'll give states access to federal resources to ensure that they can do things as simple as remove voters from rolls upon their death. That shouldn't be that hard. Shouldn't be a big deal. You got a bunch of dead people. I already told you guys. I got a ballot for a dead person. I got a ballot for somebody who moved out of our house 15 years ago. We're still getting these things. A neighbor of mine, before he moved, used to get the ballot from his dead mom. They went on to say, this should be very simple. The bill is simple, common sense legislation. Now, the Democrats are going to say, well, how do you know they get the ID? How do you know this? No. Let's not go there. Because it's already been debunked over and over and over again. Still joined by the Marietta Diner by fellow committee representative Barry Loudermilk, Steve Weiss of Oklahoma, Laurel Lee of Florida, and Mike Carey of Ohio. Each of them basically the same page, right? Loudermilk, who represents the district that includes Marietta, told attendees that the bill put incentives in place for other states to pass similar bills. Right? And very much like law, very much like the voting law that Georgia passed in 2021. The Dems hated that bill. They criticized it. They said it was racist. They said that basically it was Jim Crow 2.0. And it would keep people from voting. Well, guess what happened? More people voted that election, percentage-wise, than had for decades before. The committee stressed the significance of the rollout of the new bill to be in Georgia because of the vast damage the state endured following a backlash to its bill. Now, it included the MLB moving its All-Star game from Atlanta, which resulted in what some estimated was more than a $100 million hit to the local economy. I mean, seriously. You know, I think it's funny is that Trump changed for Trump. Wouldn't it be funny if he went down to Georgia and said, here, I know you didn't vote for me. Well, I think he did, but here's half the money for what you lost for sticking to your guns. It's cookie jar money for him. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see the Joe Messina Show.
Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGE-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, we're talking about the Republicans who are rolling out a new voter bill. And it would actually shore up, it would make sure that our elections are real and right. And that's why people don't want to vote on both sides of the aisle. They don't vote because they don't trust them. Now, you know the Democrats always push back. They say it's all about voter suppression, but you can't prove that by the results after they pass these laws. Now, Georgia's bill is being debunked after the state saw record turnout in 2022 after that law went into effect. Steele didn't parse his words, but he said, rest assured, the left is going to attack the legislation. It's one of the reasons I think it's important that we're here in Georgia. Because we saw the left's false attacks against voter integrity legislation. And look at, they got the senators they wanted. Their people were voted in. Why is this a problem? See, even when it's in their face, they won't admit to it. Right? I have no doubt that the left's going to attempt to attack, to mislead, to disguise the work that we're doing. It's all more important that we're here to open holding hearings, not just in D.C., but here in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, that's the other funny thing, too, right? They're so hell-bent on thinking that everything has to be done in D.C. That's where the swamp is. That's where the people who are on only one side of the aisle are at. I think they should get out there. I think they should be forced to hold it in other places. Loudermilk emphasized a hypothetical scenario Steele cited earlier, that under the current laws in Washington, D.C., any person who spends 30 days in the U.S., including a Russian national working in a Russian embassy, would be eligible to vote in the city's mayor race, or even run for mayor themselves. That is asinine and wrong. Right? It's just amazing. Even if it passes by a narrow Republican majority of the House, it's unlikely the bill would advance to the Democrat-controlled Senate or even be signed into law. Biden will push it back. Now, the bill follows Democrats' own election bill, H.R. 1, or the For the People Act, which passed a then-Democrat-controlled House in March 2021, but failed to make it any headway in the Senate. They couldn't get any unanimous Democrat support. Now, think about that. Many Democrats went after Republicans for not buying on the H.R. 1 bill, yet Democrats in the Senate weren't even on board with it. It's just amazing. 855, and this happens frequently, where something will go down, the Republicans are going to have blame for it, and yet when you do some digging, you find out, right, that the Democrats were really the ones that failed to pass it. Right? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, U.S. Army vet Sam Brown is going to go after the Nevada Democrat Senate seat. He's going to push on the fact that the person is really out of touch with reality, which tends to be exactly what happens with some of these Dems. They start spewing party line when they're going to run. You see it happen all the time. So now Afghanistan war vet Sam Brown, he's going to launch a second bid for the U.S. Senate. This time he's looking to unseat Nevada's other vulnerable Democrat senator, Jackie Rosen. Now, in an interview Brown gave, he's a Republican, had his planned announcement. He will lay out his vision on how to make the country in a different direction from where he says it's headed. Now, here's part of this. The people are starting to realize you can't do it on your own. Look, Republicans took over the House, but that doesn't mean anything because they don't have the Senate, and they don't have enough votes to overturn a veto. People need to start understanding these kind of things. The bid for Senate is really rooted in the fact that the Nevadans are worried about losing the American dream and what our kids are going to inherit here shortly. That's why he decided to run for Senate, so he says. People are hurting. Inflation is high. The economy is unsustainable, and people want a leader and a champion for them in D.C. The biggest problem, again, some of you know that the Senate was never meant to be elected. That's why this is such a challenge, if you would. They're supposed to be appointed by the legislature to represent the state. That were there, they weren't necessarily beholden to the people. they were beholden to the state as a whole. He's a retired Army captain, Purple Heart recipient. He sustained some real serious damages from an IED explosion. Now, like anything else, you know how I make fun of rich people? I say, you know, just because you're rich doesn't mean you're smart. There are plenty of people that are rich because they got it from daddy or they got, you know, they had the right product at the right time in the right place and they hired the right people to help them. Well, just because somebody's a military person doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. However, what I will say, as what I've once been saying for the last 15 years, is I'd rather put a military man in place that actually saw action than a social justice warrior. Why? Because they've seen what's gone on overseas. They see what oppression's all about. They know what it's like to have to fight. They know what it's like to be in a situation, a tough situation. So anyway, I'm glad he's taking up the mantle. You should keep an eye on him. Right? Let's pay attention to what's going on. Let's pay attention. If you can help with phone calls, you can help with emails, you can help with just telling people about him. I've had him on the show. I haven't even talked to the guy. But this is where I say to you, this is where you make the difference. This is where you make a change. Right? Now, Robert Downey Jr. says, a culture decides who is and isn't okay. It's baffling. No, it's not. When you're not in it every day like we are, you know exactly what's going on. Jr. says, his relationship with the public and his rocky past is interesting to many. He doesn't know why, though. He had an interview with the New York Times about the Iron Man. What do they call that? Franchise? He's got some pretty interesting ideas here. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is weighing in on his presidential campaign, which is trailing that of former President Trump by 20 points in the latest polling from Florida Atlantic University.
We have been the target of the corporate media. They clearly do not want me to be the nominee, and I think it's because they know that I would beat Biden soundly. But more importantly than that, they know that I will actually accomplish the big things that we know need to be accomplished.
DeSantis tells the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show those accomplishments include shutting down the border and reversing Bidenomics. The mayor of Los Angeles is renewing her homelessness emergency declaration. Mayor Karen Bass calls the homeless crisis there a matter of life and death. The updated declaration is designed to give the mayor expanded emergency powers. It's estimated about 46,000 residents in L.A. are living without housing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When Marimba River starts to play. We are back. Joe Receive, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, seriously, you know what? Pay attention. Get involved. Get engaged. Be able to speak to the people around you. And when these issues come up and you want to talk about what the solutions are, we don't want to just keep telling you how bad it is. We want to give you some solutions you can deal with. I think I personally believe that's the way to handle it. That's the way to go about it. Anyway, I was talking a little bit about, you know, I like to do little these kind of stories that are always in-your-face political. But, you know, Robert Downey Jr., he's been through a lot in his career. I think Tammy likes him. I'm not a big fan of his, either way. Right? He's talking about his interview with Oprah. He's talking about his sobriety. He said he was able to even address something like that in public. He said he never was able to do that before. He said the challenge is tough, and it's real. Like what's going on in politics right now, your career is killed in a heartbeat if people come against you, if they don't think you're doing the right thing. He said you come up too quickly, and you know what happens. There are many points in a comeback of being seen as favorable light by your peers. But, you know, there's also a lot of ways back down, and back down fast. Remember, he struggled with drug addiction. He's been to rehab a half a dozen times. He served time in federal prison, not one I wasn't sure of, because he violated his probation for, you know, after he was arrested. In June, he shared some recollections of his time in prison. What I really like about this, too, though, is he's open about it. This is what happened to me. This is why it happened to me. I got too much fame. I got it too fast. I got involved in the drugs. I had, you know, really bad behavior because I was entitled. I mean, this is all the things he kind of writes about here. right? He was pardoned from his drug conviction because he, again, he was being an exemplary citizen. So this is the kind of thing you have to look at on a regular basis. You can come back. You can win yourself back. You can do it because we all make mistakes. I don't know anybody who doesn't somehow make a mistake in their life. You one pretty perfect person if that's what you've done. Seriously. He's also an interesting character anyway, but 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. So you're not really part, God, I gotta learn how to speak one of these days. So you're not really part of the problem, because that's what you don't want to be. This was an interesting story. Did you guys even know this existed? The way I put this, like we both have a clue, right? Social media platform to Twitter is, now again, I don't know how much of this I believe. But we still got to talk about it a little bit, right? Twitter's been suffering losses in its user activity since Elon Musk took over the company in 2000, well, you know what he did last year, right? Now, the debut of Meta's Threads, which is an alternative, came out about a week ago. Cloudflare CEO Matthew Prince shared data on Sunday showing that Twitter had dropped from 32nd most frequent site to the 40th, with the platform suffering its biggest decline within the last 2 months. As of Monday, he said Twitter is currently ranked as 37th most frequent site on the Cloudflare's top 100. Now, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Threads saw 30 million downloads within the first few hours it became available. It reached 70 million signups by the weekend. Threads reached 100 million signups over the weekend. And mostly they were organic demand. We haven't even turned on many promotions yet. See, this is, they're going to suck you into this. Right? Oh, you'll be able to read any thread because they won't be mean or hateful. Right? They won't be misinformation. We do this all the time. And many of our people, even the more moderates, will get sucked into this and realize, oh my God, I am being censored. And then what? You've signed up for this, you've moved all your friends. Look, I got caught up in this too in the beginning. Moving over to Parler and Gab and all of that. Not to put any of those down, you know, MeWe and the rest of them. But there was no movement on it. That's why we went to Spreely. Ultimately, we've been with Spreely for years. They're the few, probably the only at this point, that consistently has been around, keeps tweaking things, keeps giving people what they want, doesn't jerk us around as commentators, content people. So go to my website, you'll see it up there, Spreely.com, SpreelyTV.com, or just Spreely.com. You go up there and find it. You don't have to sign up for it right that second, but check it out. A lot more stuff there. A lot more openness. There's no real censoring going on. I should say real. There's no censoring going on. And that's what we want. That's what you want. You want the freedom to say what you want to say. And look, even if you don't like, even if people don't like what you have to say, at least you'll be able to say it. The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone Online Survey finds 48% of likely U.S. voters, they trust Republicans more to handle taxes, while 41% trust Democrats more. 12 don't have a clue. In January, the GOP was more trusted in this issue than Democrats. They had a 10-point lead margin, 47 to 37. In all, 84% of voters said the tax issues would be important in 2024, including 43% who said it would be very important. Only 13 said, well, it won't be a big deal. They must have a lot of money they don't have to do with. Republican advantage on taxes is mainly owing to their 19-point edge among independent voters. With 86% of Republican voters, 80% of Democrats trust their own party more to handle taxes. Right. How do they do that? Look at the numbers. It doesn't make any sense. Unless they're taking numbers from their own side and they're really doing their own homework. Anyway, among the unaffiliated voters, 49% trust Republicans more. More Republicans, 53%, than Democrats, 39%, or unaffiliated voters, said that the issue of taxes is going to be very important to them. Isn't that interesting? So Republicans seem to be more concerned about taxes and where they spend than Democrats are. Now, there's a big gender gap on tax issues. The 17-point margin here. Men trust Republicans more than Democrats to handle their taxes. However, slightly more. And by the way, that difference between Republicans and Democrats is massive. It's not a little bit. 53% of Republican men trust. 53% of men trust Republicans more than Democrats to handle. Now, however, slightly more women voters trust Democrats. 45% of women trust Democrats on taxes as opposed to 42% of Republicans on the issues. But I wonder if they can give you a reason why. For me, that's ask them why. Where are you coming from? Tell me why. Broken down by race, 49% of whites, 27% of black voters, and 55% of all other minorities trusted Republicans more to handle taxes. 40% of whites, 56% of black voters, 33% of other minorities trust Democrats more. But why is that? Would you love to have people start breaking it down? This doesn't surprise me. Among voters under 40, more trust Democrats, 46, than Republicans, 38, to handle taxes. Right? Younger people think that the Democrats do better with pretty much everything. Right? The other thing I find interesting, too, is one of the lines here is that voters in the highest income bracket carrying more or earning more than $200,000 a year are most likely to say they trust Democrats more to handle taxes. Republicans gain their highest level of trust among voters with annual incomes between $50,000 and $100,000. So we have gained massively in the area where the average voter, right, the average income earner, are turning to Republicans to spend the money properly. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part. Oh, hey, hello. Truly be part of the conversation. You know, always appreciate the time that you spend with us. And you've got to be aware. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be involved. It's the only way we really win. And I don't just say that to hear myself talk. I can do that by just going back and listening to this, you know, one of my podcasts or something. That's not the goal here. The goal here is to get to you. To get you to understand what's going on. To get you to listen and pay attention. All right, well, some of you know I'm on a school board in California. And it's a pretty large district. And the thing that just drives me nuts, again, is I live in an area, as with other areas, you know, people move into my area in areas like mine because of how good the schools are, because of how safe the city is. And it's always beyond me when they move into areas and they move there because they love what's going on. And then right away they've got to change it because they find out that it has too many conservatives, too many Republicans that are running those facilities, those agencies. And it's never, again, never understood. I guess I do now after doing a show for so long. But I never understood where that was coming from, where they thought that. But here's what's happened. They've become so ideological that they, how do I want to say this? Nothing else matters. You either buy into their way of thinking, you buy into what they have in mind, or you're a bad person. It's really that simple. So here's a mom to get up, and she's decided to take on, well, the unwoke parents. The parents who you've heard call domestic terrorists. Let's listen to what she has to say, and I'll tell you what's wrong with the whole thing.
I do not want random people with no education background or experience determining what books my child can read, what curriculum they learn, and what clubs they can join. Just because you can get up at every meeting and rant and rave does not give you authority over my child's education. Your personal religious beliefs, people in this room and on this board, should not be affecting my child's education either. Our schools are not to be used for personal political agendas, and our children are here for education, not religious indoctrination. I implore the board to put an end to trying to appease these extremists, focus on retaining staff, providing excellent public education, and a safe and welcoming learning space for all students. The speaker speaking about what great Christians they are, great. Go tell your pastor. Our schools are not your church. Thank you. I do not want...
Thank you. I agree. Schools are not a church. I agree that Christians shouldn't be pushing their belief system on you. I agree that nobody should be pushing their political ideologies. So why don't you start with your party first? Why don't you start with your party forcing my kids to read books that I don't want them reading? I have educators that will go nose to nose with your educators to talk about how it is incorrect and wrong to have young kids looking at books on how to have oral sex with other boys. That's wrong. As a matter of fact, here, let me hit them one point at a time. Hang with me.
Want random people with no education background or experience determining what books my child can read, what curriculum they learn, and what clubs they can join.
So let's hit that first, okay? First of all, you're up there. You have no degree in education. You know nothing about education. And you're saying we should be, or child psychology, and you're saying that all these books and everything being taught is fine. So apparently maybe you're a mom that doesn't pay attention. Maybe you're a mom that doesn't want to be bothered with it all. But the people coming up and speaking aren't all ideological. Yes, some of them on the right are. I get it. But when somebody comes up there, I don't need an educational background to know what my child is going through because I pay attention to my children and what they're dealing with. I don't need an education, a PhD in education, or even a teacher's degree to know that my child does not need to know who you're sleeping with and how you're doing it. Education should be exactly that. Education. Math, science, history. And nobody's telling your kids what club to join. You can have, I'm a trustee on the school board, you can have any club you want. If you want your kids to join a club to worship Satan, good for you. You want your kid to join the chess club, good for you. I want my kids to be in the Bible club, good for me. See, they don't really tell you the whole truth. She's telling you right now how you can't be, shouldn't be involved. And if you try to at all try to deal with some of the things that she's talking about, you're the bad guy. Nobody pushes religion down your throat. Right? If I say I'm a... People come up and say all kinds of stuff. Hell, you know what? I'm a good Christian. I'm a committed Christian. People come up to say I'm a happily married gay man. What's that got to do with reading, writing, arithmetic? Either one of those. Complain about them all. Shows me you truly want balance. If you're not complaining about them all, then you're just an ideological spokeshole.
Just because you can get up at every meeting and rant and rave does not give you authority over my child's education.
Right. Exactly. And people from the left do the same thing. Loons on the left come up and they rant and rave about what they believe to be truth. Spewing misinformation. The person I pulled this tweet, the side I pulled this off of, I personally know does that. Spews misinformation. Only post stuff up that holds up their ideology. Whatever, you know what I mean. Seriously, when it comes to all this transgender stuff. Look, here's what I say. Are you one of those honest people? Right? If you people love you, want to be honest? Okay, do this. If abortion's not a big deal, right, natural, normal thing, it helps, then show one in biology class. What's the problem? Really? If climate change is so real, and we've been watching it for so long, and you can prove it, then put real numbers up in science class. Real numbers. Show how long you've been tracking it. And put both sides of the issues up there. Put the climate scientists who say, no, you're wrong. Is it, guys, help me out. Is it CO2? I can't even remember. It's carbon dioxide, right? They're screaming about how much we're putting out. But in reality, don't the trees and the plants turn that into oxygen? Check it out. Don't listen to me. Go check it out yourself. I want all that information taught to kids. What are you afraid of? Right? You talk about religious indoctrination, but you're giving me your indoctrination through your left-leaning teachers who will tell you all this stuff is okay and natural and normal, and we need to fight against climate crisis. When there's actually no real proof of it at all. That the amount that the Earth has heated up in the last, what was it? I did that article for you last week with NASA. We've had no change in temperature in 15 years. And what we did, what the change was a ridiculous number, right? It was like 0.0002%. I mean, seriously. We've been told about the polar ice caps melting. Since 2004, it hasn't happened. You have got to be a real follower without engaging brain to believe this stuff. Because, again, I say to you, go back to the first Earth Day. We should not be here today. Two-thirds of the world population should be gone because of starvation. God, America is fighting obesity. That's how bad all this is, right? Manhattan was going to be uninhabitable. None of that came true. Not one bit of it.
Your personal religious beliefs, people in this room and on this board, should not be affecting my child's education either. Our schools are not to be used for personal political agendas, and our children are here for education, not religious indoctrination.
Amen. I agree. Right? I don't think teachers or anybody else should be pumping your kids in a direction. In the same token, you have no right to tell my child that God doesn't exist. You have no right to make fun of my child's religion. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't even care what religion she is. You shouldn't care what party her parents are. You should only care whether she can pass the math test or not, right? But that's not what's happening. See, they're using the same words. I tell you guys, pay attention. They're using the same words to spin on you and I. Don't let them do it. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. So much appreciate your time with me. Have a safe rest of the day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.